Guys, what's going on? I hope you guys are having a good day. My name is Dr. Boyce Watkins. Welcome to the Black Financial Channel. That's theblackfinancialchannel.com. I'm going to talk today about Bitcoin and also answer some financial questions you guys sent over to me. I want to start by talking about Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and her crazy comments about Bitcoin. So Janet Yellen is yelling about Bitcoin. She thinks Bitcoin is garbage. She thinks it's a terrible currency. She thinks it's the worst thing in the world. And I'm going to explain to you what she said and why she said it and what's really going on. So get comfortable. Hit the thumbs up button. Hit the share button. Hit the subscribe button. We're going to get started on the Black Financial Channel right now. Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to the Black Financial Channel. That's theblackfinancialchannel.com. Today, I want to talk about Bitcoin and what happened over the weekend. Some of you saw that the Bitcoin price, it had pushed up as high as 58,000. And I thought, honestly, that there was a good chance it could actually hit 60,000 by Monday. But, you know, in every good situation, there's always somebody who just kind of wants to be a financial cock blocker, who's just blocking everything, blocking blessings left and right, who's just hating, just sitting on the sidelines hating. And the hater of the day, or Charlemagne, my friend Charlemagne over at the Breakfast Club calls him the donkey of the day. Well, maybe we can call it the hater of the day. Well, the hater of the day is Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, who did a really interesting interview in the New York Times about Bitcoin and basically seemed to feel that Bitcoin is complete garbage, complete trash, and a terrible currency, which is something that's consistently stated by about 80% of all old people. About 80% of all old people think that Bitcoin is garbage, and that's what you're hearing. You're hearing ratchety, angry old person talk from a lady who's very smart, but a lot of her arguments about, you know, why Bitcoin can't work are kind of flimsy and a little bit problematic. So let me tell you a few reasons why Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen thinks that Bitcoin does not work. The first thing she mentions is that she calls Bitcoin a highly inefficient asset. And so I'm going to stick to that word inefficient, and I'm going to kind of process that a little bit. So she talks about the energy. If you guys don't know, Bitcoin is mined, through this process where people have computers that actually solve these problems. They call them hashes. Don't worry about what a hash is. You can go look it up. But basically, these problems where you're literally just guessing, you're just throwing numbers in there to see if you can figure out the solution. It takes a lot of energy. It does. It takes a lot of computing power. And there are lots of people who have legitimate concerns that all the processing power is not good for the environment, that it sucks up the energy, it just screws up the grid in a lot of different countries. Actually, I think that Bitcoin mining has the same carbon footprint as all of New Zealand, which is pretty massive. That's a pretty big carbon footprint. And that's a legitimate concern for sure. And that's one of the first things that Janet Yellen mentions in terms of why she doesn't like Bitcoin. The second thing she mentions about Bitcoin is the volatility. She says Bitcoin is so volatile. It's crazy. It's all over the place. It's up and down. It's highly speculative. I get that for sure. Without a doubt. I mean, Bitcoin is kind of up and down and crazy. And, it's not really something that you can really rely on as a stable currency. You know, if you date a man who acts like Bitcoin, don't date that man. You know, that maybe that could be your one night stand, or that could be the bad boy in your life that you date when you're 24 years old. But when you get married and you're looking for a stable man, you don't want a man that operates like Bitcoin. You want a man that operates like a bank stock or like a utility stock, right? You want something that's going to be a stable and consistent. So with Bitcoin, you have a lot of volatility, which is absolutely 100% true and accurate. Now, one of the points I would throw out to Secretary Yellen, with all due respect, though, is part of that volatility is driven by people like you. Bitcoin was on the move until Janet Yellen decided she wanted to go yelling about how bad Bitcoin is and how terrible it is. She steps out like, oh, well, Bitcoin is garbage. Bitcoin is terrible. Well, dang it, lady, we were making money over here, and you just stepped in. It started saying things that's ruining the price of Bitcoin. So my hope is maybe an Elon Musk or a Jeff Bezos will step in and say something positive that'll help push the price back up. Because if you saw, Bitcoin was up at 58,000 and then it dropped down to 53. I still think Bitcoin is a win. I really do. I think all the indicators point upward for Bitcoin. But Yellen's statements clearly indicate that there's going to be a little bit of a civil war. That, you know, when you're talking about money and fighting over money or fighting in general, most fights occur over money. Economics is war. That's why you want to prepare your children to understand economics, because economics is war. And you don't want your children showing up to a battle unprepared, without a sword, without a shield, without a strategy, without any training, because they're going to get their butts kicked. If you want to know why so many of our people end up broke at the bottom of the economic barrel, you just need to ask yourself, how much time did that child spend as a kid learning economics versus how much time did they spend learning how to twerk? How much time did they spend learning how to play football? How much time did they spend learning how to play basketball? Did they spend that same amount of time that they spent learning how to play basketball, play football, and twerk? Did they also spend that same amount of time learning economics? Because economics is war. Do you get what I'm saying? Give me a guess in the chat if you follow what I'm saying. Hit the thumbs up button, hit the share button, hit the subscribe button. And also to help you guys out, drboycecrypto.com. That's where I actually have a list of all the crypto I own. So if you want to go take a look at drboycecrypto.com, the URL is right there on the screen. You can look at the list totally free. Just get on our email list. And also, in case you guys wanted to know, actually in the Black Business School, we actually put together something called the Economic Survival Plan. And basically, it's a program on the rules of economic self-defense. When I was telling you that economics is war, I literally did a whole, you know, like Biggie has the crack commandments. Well, I got the economic power commandments, and basically I laid it out in a very simple program. It's a mini class, so you can feel free to go to economicsurvivalplan.com. For the next 24 hours, it's actually 48% off. And this week you get free access to a special lecture I'm going to do, where I'm going to break that down and explain to you how we do in our family business meetings every week, and how we actually use family as a source of wealth and a source of building. So feel free to go to economicsurvivalplan.com. Please hit the thumbs up button, share, subscribe button if you haven't done it yet. Also, let's go down the list. So Secretary Janet Yellen, who's the Treasury Secretary, has an issue with Bitcoin. She says that Bitcoin leaves a big carbon footprint. She said Bitcoin is volatile. Those things are true for sure. Then she also mentions that Bitcoin is not used in very many transactions, that because of the volatility, Bitcoin isn't being used very often in, you know, in regular transactions the same way we use money. Well, a lot, she's right. Bitcoin was kind of making a move in that direction, and then the volatility kind of scares some people away, and now you have to figure out a way to minimize that volatility, right? Companies like PayPal have actually found a way to kind of minimize that. PayPal has actually positioned themselves as a middleman, as a market maker, so to speak, to absorb some of that volatility, so you could trade with Bitcoin and it can become an actual currency with utility without the consumer or the salesperson having to endure the volatility of the up and down price. So long story short, she's right. But again, her words don't help the process, right? Because you're creating volatility with your words. She's doing basically what Donald Trump used to do. Donald Trump deliberately would create volatility in the market by saying things that didn't need to be said. And so when Donald Trump would say things or do things, it would cause volatility. When he says, I hate China, I want to go fight China, we're going to have a trade war with China, we're going to cut China off, then suddenly the stock market's like going crazy. Well, because the president of the United States just said he wants to go engage in some economic gangster shit with China. It's like, dude, sit down, shut up. Like, what are you doing? Like, why are you fighting China and you're creating this artificial volatility? Information and words and from leaders creates volatility. So the volatility she's talking about, she's creating this volatility by running her damn mouth. Be quiet. Be quiet. Like, just chill. Like, let it happen. I digress. Fourth thing Janet Yellen says is that she does something that I've seen 1,000 times when it comes to Bitcoin. She says Bitcoin is used in lots and lots of illegal transactions, for sure, right? Lots of people who don't want to be traced financially will use Bitcoin to engage in all kinds of illegal acts, from everything from drugs to prostitution, all that. That happens. That's real. We must acknowledge that. But let me ask you a question. Do people engage in illegal activities with cash? Does that happen? I mean, you know, has there ever been a dope deal done with cash? Has anybody ever paid for a hooker with cash? Has anybody ever bought done some money laundering with cash? I mean, is Bitcoin alone in terms of being a currency that it has been used in illegal transactions? I mean, come on, man. Like, is that the standard now, that literally in order for Bitcoin to be considered legitimate, it must never be involved anywhere in any sort of illegal transaction? It must never be used for illegal purposes? I mean, are you crazy? That's like saying, well, the only way we'll allow anyone to use fire in their house is if there's not a single person in America who dies from a house fire. Right? When house fire deaths hit zero, we will then allow people to have furnaces in their homes. and fireplaces as well, because fireplaces kill people. No, it's when people are stupid with fire that it kills people. When people have bad intentions with fire, that it kills people. Fire itself isn't not inherently a bad thing. So here's what's going on. Here's where I'm going with this Janet Yellen Bitcoin conversation. What Janet Yellen is trying to do is this. She's, you know, I told you, we started at the beginning with a common term you've probably heard of called cock blocking, right? So you think about this, right? You think about somebody who's blocking a little bit, where they just trying to be a hater, like, you know, like you got an ex-girlfriend who's like, well, you know, I heard that she ain't nothing but a slut, right? Like really. So you're like, well, why are you saying all that? Like, what's going on here? And so the reason that she's saying these things is because in the same interview, she says, well, what we really need is we need a government issued digital currency that doesn't have all these problems. So this is a conversation about control. This is a conversation where Janet Yellen is basically going down the list, the laundry list of all the things that really could be considered legitimate critiques of Bitcoin. And rather than saying, let's figure out how these issues can be resolved, she's saying, well, what you need to do is you need to drop that zero and get with a hero. You need to stop dating her and start dating me. All right. That's really what she's doing. This ain't nothing but this is nothing but some sort of long term play about control. Remember, I told you economics is war. Economics is war. When Airbnb emerged and Airbnb's taking over the game, Airbnb's worth billions of dollars. Well, suddenly all the hotel groups started getting together and literally putting ads out saying, well, you know, if you stay in the Airbnb, you might die. You know, or when Uber comes out, you know, all the cab companies get together and they're like, well, you know, somebody got raped in a Uber, right? Ubers are dangerous. If you use Uber, you're going to get raped. Right? It's like, no, bad things have happened in taxi cabs too, but you're not talking about that, right? You're just mad because Uber is disrupting the industry. So the Treasury Secretary, who seems to have a direct interest in maintaining control of the currency, which is extremely important. Right now, you don't see this, but you're in the middle of global economic warfare right now. The United States is fighting to maintain the positioning of the dollar, for example, as the global reserve currency of the earth. If that changes, then a lot of power shifts over to China. So China is trying to get people to walk away from the dollar. And the United States is trying to get people to continue to lean on the dollar and lean on their currency. You take away the United States' economic dominance, you take away almost all of their power. And that's when all the chickens come home to roost. It's like in the Super Bowl. Tariq Hill, these football fans will know what I'm talking about. Tariq Hill did this play where he caught a touchdown against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And as he was running to the end zone, he turned and he waved it. He didn't wave. He did the deuces. He did the deuces like, peace, I'm out. Like as he's running by the defensive back. And so in the Super Bowl, a big play comes down. Patrick Mahomes throws the ball down the field and the defender blocks it, knocks it down, and he turns in his face and puts the deuces up. This is when Kansas City's getting their butt kicked. So the same people that you see on the way up are the same people that you're going to see on the way down. The people that the United States stepped on and abused and mistreated on their way up to global economic domination are the same people they're going to see on their way down. People are dying. There are people around the world that cannot wait to see the United States lose its global economic power, and they're just trying to defend that. So Bitcoin is a threat to that power, and that's why they have an issue with Bitcoin. And so while they are acknowledging that Bitcoin is a threat to their power, you must also acknowledge that their battle, you know, that this gangster stuff they're getting into is a threat to your portfolio. That's why I warn you, be very careful about how much you put into Bitcoin and into cryptocurrency. I cannot state this enough. Everything, the whole floor could fall out from under this thing. You don't know how deep they're going in terms of what they're doing to undermine the public trust in Bitcoin. And if they ever do that successfully, if they change a couple of laws, spread a couple of false rumors, you'll ruin the market somehow, then that the value of that $53,000 Bitcoin that you have could plummet to almost nothing. So just be really careful. I personally am invested in crypto and Bitcoin, and my portfolio has gone up and it's done really well because I just did a HODL, H-O-D-L, that's hold on for dear life. I just do a HODL on my crypto. I'm just in there. That's it. But believe me, you must always be prepared for the worst. You understand? Just make sure you're ready for that because they're not playing here. Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, as much as I disagree with what she's saying, The words of the Treasury Secretary have value, and you cannot ignore what she's saying. What she's really saying is, get ready because I'm coming. That's really, I think that's what she's saying. She's saying, look, we got stuff back here planned in the back. We are on the shores. Whenever there's a war, you do these little, what they call war games, military exercises, where you pull up your big battle cruisers and aircraft carriers on the shores of the country that you're about to invade, and you start doing war games and exercises and shooting off your cannons and doing things and flying the jets overhead just to scare the hell out of them and let them know, like, look, it's about to go down. I think that that is her basically saying, we're about to go to war with crypto, and you got to be ready for that. If you're not ready for that, if you're not about that life, then you might want to walk away right now because it could get really ugly, okay? So that's my two cents on what's going on with Bitcoin and Janet Yellen and everything else. I hope that this helps you in your perspective. I'm going to have the gentleman of crypto come through, and actually they're going to come into the Black Wealth Bootcamp this week as well and talk about getting invested in crypto and how to get started and all that stuff. So if you want to take a look at the Black Wealth Bootcamp, feel free. It's a lifetime membership. It's blackwealthbootcamp.com. It's really, really good. Every day, every week, we pretty much cover all the different ways people make money, and you can join for life, your family members. You can share your membership. So feel free to go take a look. It's really, really good. All right, guys, I'm out of here. I hope that this helps you. Please hit the thumbs up button, share button, subscribe button on your way out the door. And I will talk to you soon. Have a good day. Take care. Peace.